This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah from the Quran. So a few episodes ago, we mentioned Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rahimahullah, and the way that he dealt with, you know, a man that was interrupting his halaqa and that was cursing him and that was trying to get him to respond in, you know, in like manner. And we saw how Imam Ahmad rahimahullah took the high road. Now look, that's just a man that's walking into your halaqa and insulting you. But let's not forget that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was tortured for a great portion of his adult life, and tortured in ways that you know, many of us have never even heard of, right? He was, you know, subhanAllah, all of the skin was taken off of his back from the amount of floggings that he went through. They attempted to kill him in many different ways. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, by the grace of Allah, eventually came out of that, and the entire Muslim world sided with him against his oppressors. And, you know, his last few years were peaceful and calm. Now, what we see happening with Imam Ahmad rahimahullah after that is that all of these people that used to torture him in prison, all of the guards, all of the people that cursed him and so on and so forth, they just constantly used to come and seek his forgiveness. And Salih, the son of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he says that my father, you know, forgave each and every single person who tortured him. SubhanAllah, each and every single time a person came to him and said, I used to beat you, and they would be just full of tears, right? And please forgive me. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah would forgive them. Anytime someone came and said, we backbited you, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah would forgive them. Salih said to his father, he said, I asked my father, you know, what about those that died before they could seek your forgiveness? What about them? You know, at least these people have come to you and sought your forgiveness. What do you have to say about those who have died and did not seek your forgiveness? Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, لَقَدْ جَعَلْتُ الْمَيِّتَ فِي حِلٍّ مِنْ ضَرْبِهِ إِيَّاهِ. He says that I have forgiven each and every single deceased person for the beatings that they used to inflict upon me. SubhanAllah, not for seeking forgiveness, for no other reason. So Salih said, I understand when people come to you and seek forgiveness from you, then you should forgive. But those people never even sought forgiveness from you. He said to him, listen, O my son. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is the surah, or this is the ayah we're in today, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 40. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever forgives and pardons, then his reward is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said that when I came across this ayah, when I studied it, he said, I came across a narration from Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, and listen to this narration. It says, Imam Hassan al-Basri narrates, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ جَثَتِ الْأُمَمُ كُلُّهَا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ. That when the day of judgment comes, all of the ummas, all of the nations will be on their knees in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, ثُمَّ نُودِيَ أَنْ لَا يَقُومَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah will say, don't stand up unless I owe you some ajr. SubhanAllah. Don't stand unless I have something to pay you. فَلَا يَقُومُ إِلَّا مَنْ عَفَى فِي الدُّنْيَا. And no one will stand except for those that used to forgive and pardon in this world. So they would stand up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them that special reward that He promised them. So Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, I want to be one of those people that stands up when everyone else is on their knees. And he says, فَجَعَلْتُ الْمَيِّتَ فِي حِلْ. So I've forgiven all of those people that have deceased for what they that have died for what they did to me. ثُمَّ قَالْ وَمَا عَلَى رَجُلٍ أَنْ لَا يُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ بِسَبَبِهِ أَحَدًا. And he says, look, a person should, you know, what's upon a man is to make sure that Allah will not punish anyone on the Day of Judgment because of him. SubhanAllah, look at that heart of gold. Usually a person that's been subjected to that much torture, you're talking about solitary confinement and torture for over a decade. Usually a person like that would be bitter. Look at that heart of gold that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah has. He's telling his son, what you want on the Day of Judgment is that no one's going to be punished on your behalf. You don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish anyone on your behalf. And in fact, you want to be one of those people that stands up when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that special reward. We ask Allah to give us those big hearts and to allow us to be able to forgive and pardon. You know what? Even when people don't seek forgiveness from us, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to do that, not because they deserve it, but because we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us tonight. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you tomorrow for another episode of People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.